This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In a hopeful sign for jobs today, new claims for unemployment benefits dropped in the last week. The number 377,000 is lower by 12,000, the first drop since April, and was aligned closely with forecasts. But this is a volatile number, and it remains to be seen if it builds into a bona fide trend. Among the challenges for the aforementioned Fed chairman, interest rates in America are already near 60-year lows, and cheap borrowing is not the only reason people decide whether or not to hire or to buy. Finance professor Kevin Jakes is at Baldwin Wallace College in Ohio.
The difficulty is, even if you drop interest rates to record low levels, that doesn't necessarily mean consumers are going out and buying cars, purchasing new homes. That doesn't necessarily mean businesses are investing in plants and equipment and machinery and expanding their production facilities.
Low interest rates are also not in everyone's interest, something we're about to examine for Attitude Check, our weekly partnership with Gallup.
And the latest poll number suggests
margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
Joining me is Gallup's editor-in-chief, Frank Newport. Greetings, Frank.
Good morning.
So we have Chairman Bernanke on Capitol Hill today, and the standard piece of economic theory is that lower interest rates means that people are supposed to say, golly, with financing that cheap, I'm going to buy something, maybe a house or expand a business. What do your researchers find when they ask Americans about interest rates?
Well, you know what we found, and these are investors we're talking to. This is part of our Wells Fargo Gallup Investor in Retirement Optimism Index that we do every month. We ask about the possible negative consequences of low interest rates as opposed to the positive ones. And, you know, we always have to be aware, I think, that when you do something to fix problem A, it could have problem B. And we see some awareness of that. We actually gave people a choice, and we had up to 3 out of 10 investors who said the harm of interest rates, low interest rates, outweighs the benefit, particularly the harm being that it hurts retirement and investment income. And over 6 in 10 said that Bernanke at all should take into account the negative impact of low interest rates, particularly for older Americans and retirees, when they make these decisions to keep them so low.
You're talking about one of the great divides in America, because maybe you do want lower interest rates if you're looking for a job, because then maybe the potential employer will have some money to borrow to be able to hire you. But if you are an established person hoping that your investment income is going to keep them safe in retirement, you want higher interest rates.
That's absolutely right. We found a third of Americans who say they have delayed their retirement because of low interest rates, which is amazing. We found people, you know, up to a third who say they are taking riskier investments. That's why the gold, you see so many gold advertisements now. We see people who say they've given less to charity because of the low interest rates. They put money into investments they might otherwise avoid. So we really see that a lot of Americans, particularly these investors, are telling us that, yeah, that's great for the stimulus effect of low interest rates on the economy. But boy, particularly if you're older, it could have some really negative consequences.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at Gallup. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.